Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Natalia Pearty is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Pearty is a psychologist. She is a leadership expert. She has credentials, so many credentials, I could spend the next 2 hours just reciting them. But she's here to help us celebrate International Women's Day, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say, especially along the lines of the concept of having it all, right, ladies? Dr. Pearty, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me here.
I'm glad you're here, and this is a casual show, so I'm going to call you Natalia, if that's all right. Natalia,
absolutely.
What does International Women's Day mean? What's that all about?
Sure. You know, International Women's Day, of course, started in the early 1900s here in the U.S. It's spread across the world now. And it's a day where we have an opportunity to celebrate the economic, political, and social advancements. But, you know, across, you know, the globe, it's also used as a day where we're kind of looking at what are some of the other things that we need to bring attention to. So not only how far we've come in upwards, but what are some of the other things that we need to address? And here in the U.S., you know, it's not only just International Women's Day, but of course this is Women's History Month. And it's just an opportunity for us to look, reflect, talk. What do we need to do to keep looking forward? So that's what excites me about it.
Well, and I'm glad. That's an excellent explanation, Natalia. You know, Natalia, women have come a long way in America, in the marketplace.
And
I know that there's an argument to be made to say, well, why did we have to come a long way? Why wasn't it right to start with? And I get that, but it wasn't, and it hasn't been, but it's getting better. And there's still a long way to go. We've got a lot of work to do. I get that. But I do. One of the groups that I work with that I support is a group that helps women in foreign countries like Afghanistan and Rwanda find their way in the marketplace, become entrepreneurs.
That's right.
And I was in Washington, D.C., helping my friend Terry Neese with their most recent program, bringing these women over here to learn about entrepreneurship. And I wish every woman in America who wants to be in business or who is in the marketplace could have heard the stories of what those women have to do in order to be in business. One lady, and I wrote an article about her, one lady from Afghanistan, her very family and her own life is in danger because she has chosen to become a printer in Kabul.
Wow.
Now,
that's right.
my point is, it's we've come a long way. There's a lot more stuff to do in America, but I think we need to keep all of it in perspective. What do you think?
Okay, so I am so glad you started there because it's really all about your perspective and perception. And I will tell you that one of the things that troubles me a bit in this whole sort of narrative on how far have we come is that I think that in some ways we don't do ourselves service by over-focusing on what we don't have. What are the barriers? Now,
right.
We have to put those things on the table, Jim. Let's be clear.
Otherwise, we can't seek excellence.
You can't see, right? So you wouldn't have come this far if you didn't put the barriers on the table. But let me say this. In my opinion, when I think about how far we've come versus all the attention right now that we put on simply, okay, how many women are at the very, very top of corporate leadership? Okay, yes, that's an important metric. But why aren't we continuing to tell the story every single day and celebrating the explosion of women entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
The explosion of women saying, you know what, I'm going to pick my life up And for me, this whole movement was about personal choice,
right,
and personal freedom, and defining success my own way, and taking my education, taking my values, creating my own ladder, creating my own rungs for others to climb upon.
Right.
Why not tell that story?
And I've been telling that story on this show for 15 years.
That's right.
And you know, Natalia, when I was a good corporate employee for 23 years.
And after
getting downsized for twice in 18 months, I said to myself, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my own business. Well, women are doing the same thing. Here's the difference. As a man, I had more access to capital 30 years ago than a lot of women did. Today, that's not an excuse, is it?
That's right. And I think you're putting your finger on something very important. Number one, when we think about where, you know, the explosion came in the sort of, you know, 90s, where you saw women, you know, again, just, you know, women entrepreneurs growing fast, such a high growth sector. Now, of course, we can still look today and say, you know what, we still need to push. We still need, I mean, there's so much talk about written. But when we put it in the bigger picture, when you look at how many women are still downsized, and, you know, the economic downturn was tough. It was tough for everybody.
Yep.
But when you think about the fact that you have, you know, from every end of the spectrum, women slipping through the cracks, right? And being, an entrepreneur provides an opportunity to pull yourself out of poverty. When you think about the opportunities to say, you know what, I need to provide a more flexible work environment. I've got so many demands upon me. Why not continue to push along those barriers?
Right.
Why not continue to provide those levels of choices? And to your point, Jim, no, it's not perfect. We need to continue to look at the ways in which we can support, you know, women businesses going to a million. We know the stories.
Right.
Nothing is perfect, but we've got to change the narrative.
Now, absolutely, no question about it. And I'm glad you said that, because it is important that we continue to talk about this. We continue to focus on this. There are things we can do for women. They can do for themselves. They can help themselves. But I would like for women in America in the marketplace to notice women, what's going on in the lives of women around the world in the marketplace. And there are ways to contribute to helping those women, too. And if you need any help with that, I'll let you know. You want to give me a website real quick, Natalia?
Sure. It's Dr. Natalia Peart. So it's DrNatalia Peart.com.
Peart. All right. That's the name. 20 after. Right back, we're going to talk about having...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.